The capital restoration project is complete, but the state has some unfinished business, finding a permanent home for fixtures from the early 1900s, which have been sitting in costly storage for 2 years, gathering dust. Recently, a forklift was used to move the vintage items to warehouse shelves where the public will be able to browse through them. Tim Sell is in charge of selling the old fixtures, and few fail to notice his name coincides with this job.
I was a purchasing agent before that, so people would say, buy, sell, get it. And, well, yeah, I get it. I get it a lot.
He's in charge of trying to get money for things the state no longer wants, but others might, like an old-time window, which ventilated the bathroom of the state's highest official before rooms in the Capitol were air-conditioned.
For airflow, all of them had these windows above there. Everything is marked, and this particular set of windows right here says Gov Toilet on it. I'm not privy to the Gov's toilet, but I assume that was a transom window for there.
Also for sale are odd-sized doors bound in leather, held down by decorative tacks.
These are very old. This is before the days of using lots of plywood. So, like, underneath these particular leather doors is probably a solid oak-frame door that they just covered with leather.
Some of the doors have the names of former state officials on them. One is likely to be a collector's item. It bears the name of the woman who became the first African-American member of Congress from Wisconsin.
Some people wouldn't care to ever see that door for any reason. First of all, by size and functionality. Some people who know Gwendolyn or even herself may think, wow, you know, an opportunity to get her own door or a piece of state history.
Other items of historical significance are not for sale. The State Historical Society had first dibs. The legislative door to the office of former Milwaukee Senator Gwendolyn Moore will be sold online to get top dollar. However, don't look for it on eBay.
eBay, in order to use their service, has contractual language that the state of Wisconsin can't enter into. So we can't use eBay by law.
Moore's door and certain other Capitol fixtures are being sold on the state's website, Surplus with a Purpose, known as SWAP for short. But most of the other items will be sold at the SWAP warehouse in Madison, where people will be able to come in and see what piece of the past they might like to buy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.